And I'm happy now to welcome Robert Knott. He is with the Santa Fe New Mexican Daily Paper and the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. Welcome, Robert.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. And Red Sell joins us. Welcome back to the show. He's the founder and curator of The Process and co-producer of the Asia Now film series. Great to have you.
Greetings.
So just quickly, let's talk for a moment about the film that's coming up. It's the second film in the Asia Now film series, which is this amazing, crazy film series about contemporary Asian film.
Exactly. We're doing it the second Sunday of each month at the screen. And fortunately, this month, we're having two screenings of this show, one at 3:15, one at 8 o'clock this Sunday.
Nice.
It's called Taking Father Home. It's a multi-award winning Chinese film from an emerging filmmaker, Ying Liang, and I'm totally mispronouncing that, I'm sure. But he borrowed a film camera and used all of his friends and family to make this movie, and you would never know it. He has such an amazing eye and attention to detail. The actors are superb, even though they're not really actors.
Very interesting.
You would never know.
Now, is it as dark and creepy and scary as the last one you showed?
Not at all. This one's a little dark because of the subject matter of, well, it's about a boy who is sent by his mother to go find their father who abandoned them to go make his fortune in the big city.
Oh.
And it's dark because of that subject matter. It's a very rural town that this boy comes from, and he goes off to the big city, and the city's really oppressive. So that's a little dark because of that, but it's also beautiful, and it's a beautiful story, and the scenery alone is worth to see in this movie.
But you won't want to go home at the end to put your head in the oven.
Not at all.
So what's happened? So that's at the screen at the College of Santa Fe this coming Sunday, two showings.
Yeah, 3:15, 8 o'clock.
And you also have something, The Process, which is this other group that you are the curator of, mm-hmm. is having an event on Monday.
Yes, on Monday night we're having a band named Lula Cruza at Corazon in downtown Santa Fe. And they're from Argentina and Colombia, and they're an electro-folk band. They mix traditional rhythms and sounds of South America with electronics and things like that. It's kind of like, I would say, Everything But the Girl mixed with traditional music.
Are they like Café Tacuba?
A little different than that. They're also very chill, very mellow, but upbeat, too.
Yeah.
Like they are, but the sounds are much different.
Where is it happening?
And this is at Corazon.
Right, you just said that.
Yeah, downtown. And there's also a band called Lexi Mountain Girls, who are five experimental vocal women who will be playing. And Cole Wilson's from Apple Minor Colony, his new band, Sources
right.
of Light. So it's three bands, 9 o'clock, Corazon, Monday night.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and thank you for all the really unusual work that you bring to this community that would not be here otherwise.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Red Sell, once again, is the founder and curator of The Process and co-producer of the Asia Now film series, which is happening at the screen. Robert Knott.
Hey.
Hey.
Let's talk movies while we're on the topic.
Let's talk movies.
We'll start with The Bland. The 80s are back. The new A-Team opens this weekend. So does Karate Kid. Why we need remakes of those pictures is beyond me.
I know, little Ralph Macchio. What was his name? The one who was in the first Karate
Ralph
Kid?
Ralph Macchio, Macchio. He was terrific.
In My Cousin Vinny, one of the greatest movies of all time.
Very funny movie.
Anyway, but that's not who's in it. It's Will Smith's son who's the new Karate Kid.
Jaden Smith and Jackie Chan is the old guy that helps him out. No one knows about Persian cats. No one knows what it's like to be a Persian cat. CCA. It's about the Iranian rock scene. It's got 3 stars by Casey Sanchez.
Really?
And it's supposed to be quite good.
That's very interesting.
La Mission, you know what that is about? Benjamin Bratt's picture, set in San Francisco in the 70s, about a tough Chicano ex-con whose son, this is in the 70s, is gay, and he has to come to terms with it. It's getting great reviews, and Casey Sanchez gave it 3 chilies in today's pasta. I haven't seen it yet. It's at Regal de Vargas.
I think we better spend the whole weekend at the movies.
I know. It's amazing. There's a lot of stuff happening.
Not to mention the Asia Now on Sunday.
Right. I liked Get Him to the Greek. It's very funny. It's profanity-driven. It's raunchy.
Oh, it's
sweet, but it is
funny. The guy who was in Superbad.
Russell Brand and Jonah Hill, and it's actually very funny. It falls apart near the end, as do so many movies, but I watched it with an audience of about 30 people, and the laughs started, and people just kept laughing. And I did not like Harry Brown, which is a really violent, dark, Death Wish-type thriller with Michael Caine as an 80-year-old who takes a gun and goes after the bad guys on the streets. It's getting some good reviews around the country. But I do want to plug the Argentine best foreign language film of 2009.
Oh, yeah?
The Secret in Their Eyes. Juan Jose Campanella's movie is over at DeVargas. And I actually gave it 3.5 chilies, although it says 3 chilies on page 57, but that could be my mistake. Just a really, really good mystery, love story, courtroom drama, everything you want. Really well done, and it flies by nicely. I really recommend people go see that. So that's enough about movies.
Okay, well, let's talk for a moment about, well, this is next weekend, June 18th and then the 19th at the Santa Fe Community College in the Jemez Room, the KSFR Santa Fe Book and
Audio Sale. That was a nice radio commercial.
Yeah.
What'd you donate to them?
Well, a lot of books that have come to me over the years, because in my capacity as host of this show, I get more books than any human being who hasn't taken a speed reading course could, and even then, could possibly read.
I know this from visiting your house on occasion, seeing those huge piles of books.
Piles.
That you haven't even opened from the publisher, from the envelopes.
Yeah, no, you can't. It's impossible. You can't do it all. But I donated virtually all of those. I mean, many, many, many of those books. I keep the ones I've read, but sometimes I get duplicates, so ones that, you know, a lot of them are people who've been on this show also.
I didn't want to steal any of them because they were still in the envelopes, and then I thought, what if I take one home and I don't want it? And then you'll know I opened it.
What were you doing in my house?
Let's see what else is happening this weekend.
All right.
The Thirsty Ear Festival.
Yay.
With Sam Bush, interviewed by Robert Kerr in today's PASA. Very good. 2 days at the Eves Movie Ranch out on Rancho Alegre Road, just south of town. That's County Road 45, right off 14. You can find it very easily. It starts around 1 o'clock Saturday. Plays till about, the last show was 9 o'clock. Sam Bush is on at 9 Saturday. Savoir, one of our favorite Cuban groups, is there Sunday at 1:30. Alex Mariel's out there at 5:30 Sunday. Poe Girl's out there, as are Felix y Los Gatos, some really good local groups. See today's PASA for information, including admission prices, phone number to call, etc., etc., page 26. And there's also the Bloody Ear Fest. Do you know what that is?
I'm afraid to know what that is.
Well, that's heavy metal bands playing out there at Warehouse 21 from 1:30 to midnight on Saturday. I don't know if they're trying to counter the Thirsty Ear, but this is the Bloody Ear, and it's free for under 21s.
Excellent.
And you got to pay if you're a little older. Rob DeWalt has a little blurb on it in his Soundwaves column, page 69.
And Brian Highhill is engineering today, and he is here to tell us, he's in the studio, to tell us about a ticket giveaway that we're doing.
Oh, boy.
We have a ticket giveaway to see the Moving People Dance Theater at the Lenzic this Saturday, June 12th at 7:30. So pair tickets. The name will be at the box office to the first caller at 428-1382.
428-1382, and they're a terrific dance company. And good, so we've announced that as well.
Today, from 11:30 to 2, the New Mexico Book Association has an annual membership meeting. And a gala.
A gala?
Yeah,
galas
I love
are good.
I love a gala on Friday, and I like 2 galas on Saturday. It's at El Farol, 808 Canyon Road, 983-9112. It is open to non-members, and there's going to be announcements, readings, etc. Also this weekend, it's the 27th Santa Fe Writers Conference, which is at the hotel.
Yes, yeah, we talked about that last week.
It's at Hotel Santa Fe on Paseo de Peralta. That's over by Chicago Dog. Well, we're Chicago, yeah.
Hotel Santa Fe. Oh, that's on the corner of Paseo and Cerrillos Road.
Right.
And I think it's a Native American-owned hotel, and they allow dogs.
It's a great hotel.
I've brought all 3 of my dogs in there.
You probably know which hotels in town take dogs.
That's the only one that I know of.
How many hotels have you tried to get your dogs in?
What?
How many hotels have you tried to get your dogs into?
That's the only one, because I knew it was dog friendly.
Oh, so it's not like you've pulled into the Thunderbird Lodge on Cerrillos Road.
No, Robert, it isn't like that. Hey, the Vista Grande Public Library is having a book sale, books, DVDs, CDs, bargain prices. It's this Saturday, June 12th, starting at 10 in the morning. And that is in El Dorado. For more information, you can call 466-7323.
And you're a big Lannan Foundation readings fan?
Yes, indeed.
Adrian Rich, the poet, 7 o'clock Wednesday night. Lenzic. 988-1234. Not very expensive to get in, and you guys are rebroadcasting it usually the like a week and a half later.
It's on Sunday afternoons. Okay. Yeah, she's a wonderful poet.
2 o'clock Sunday. Next Sunday will be the rebroadcast here on KSFR 101.1.
Now, Growing Our Roots is community work day workshop on ecological restoration at the Galisteo Basin Preserve. And Earthworks Institute will be providing lunch. It's tomorrow, Saturday, from 10 to 2 in the afternoon. You're going to meet at the Cowboy Shack at the Galisteo Basin Preserve near Lamy. For more information, you can call 982-9806 or go to earthworksinstitute.org.
Okay, now don't get sad at this next story. But Ward Shelley and Douglas Paulson are living in a bunch of boxes for 10 days over at CCA. This is part of an installation called Archive. And basically they've taken like 2,000 boxes and they've stacked them like in a maze. And then they're living inside this place, and the various boxes are labeled various ways, I think. Paul Weideman did a piece on it in today's Positempo. It looks really interesting, strange, quirky. I remember as a kid I used to like to stack boxes and play with them. Did you do that?
No. I stacked blocks, though. I had some wooden blocks.
Yeah, but boxes are more fun because you climb in them, and then you hide, and then people come in the room, and they don't know you're there, and they say things you shouldn't hear.
There's a line from a poem about stacked boxes.
Well,
it goes
ahead,
like this.
It.
The days stack up like empty boxes stored in ever higher towers of cardboard, swaying in senseless lost time spooky attic.
Who wrote that?
Gertrude Schnackenberg, I think.
That's not a name I know, but...
I know. It's an amazing poet. It's called a poem. It's called Love Letter. I don't know her other works, but
like
I memorized
that
whole poem.
You yourself have stacked boxes stacking up? Or?
No, it has nothing to do with that. It's just a great poem.
Okay.
Anyway, and Earthworks Institute also has, I can't believe I remembered that, they also have on Sunday a guided walk of future restoration project sites at the Embudo Valley's annual Celebrando las Acequias Festival. And that's at 12:30 on Sunday at the Embudo Community Centers where you meet, and same telephone number, 982-9806. Or you can call Keena Murphy at 603-7188. All sorts of good things. And also they're doing a slideshow on erosion control on Thursday, the 17th, next week from 7 to 8:30 at the El Dorado Community Center. And you can call, once again, Earthworks Institute or go to earthworksinstitute.org.
Is Embudo Station Restaurant still open?
I don't know.
Me either. I haven't been up there yet. Speaking environmentally, Renate Aller has a show called Oceanscapes, One View, 10 Years. Runs through July 3rd. It opens today. No, pardon me. I better check and see. It's the cover story of Positempo, and it's a nice, really, story. And it's at Chiaroscuro Contemporary Art Gallery. But according to the details box, it opens on June 19th, and I don't know if that's right. That doesn't sound right, because we usually write things the same weekend, but occasionally we get it wrong. But it could be right. My suggestion is called Chiaroscuro. 992-0711 at 702 and a half Canyon Road. And for the sake of argument, I'm going to look real quickly in the... see, it's not there in the openings.
Well, you find it, and I will read another event. Is that okay?
No, it's not there, so that maybe it is next weekend. Go ahead.
It's Meet Dale Ball Day, as in the Dale Ball Trail System, this coming Sunday, the 13th of June. And... you can actually meet Dale Ball. It's informally, just an informal get-together. Thank him for this wonderful trail system. And so 9 to 11 at the Sierra del Norte Trailhead off of Hyde Park Road, and then from 2 to 4 at the Cerro Gordo Parking Lot and Trailhead off of Upper Canyon Road. For more information, you can call the Santa Fe Conservation Trust at 989-7019 or go to sfct.org and look under events. And all the phone numbers are area code 505 unless we tell you otherwise.
I like meeting people in parking lots. Unless it's like midnight and it's dark and you're in an industrial section of town and there's like 8 of them and 1 of you and they're looking at your wallet, which you've just dropped on the ground because you've been drinking. Charisma Dance Company, Dance for Joy. Ad Astra, a new show over at James A. Little Theater this weekend. Got to pay to get in. Call 982-9277. We already talked about Moving People Dance Festival, 7th Annual Dance Fest. We have a story on that in PASA. And there was a comedy called The New Century by Paul Rudnick. Opening night gala tonight at 7 o'clock with a play following at 8 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse, 142 Dave Vargas Street. And you have to pay a little bit more for the opening gala. Otherwise, there's regular prices. Let me give you a phone number. 988-4262.
So here's another event. Sunday, this coming Sunday, Santa Fe Living Treasures Committee is honoring three remarkable women. Shirley Minette, Jane Pachetsky, and Theo Raven will be honored at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamiso. And for more information, you can go to sflivingtreasures.org or call 989-4561.
Here's a show called Dizzyland. I'm already interested. But it's presented by the special needs drama group called Cool Cats. It's at 1:30 Sunday at El Museo Cultural de Santa Fe. Requested donation is very small. Kids under 10 get in for free. For information, call 670-2747. And Santa Fe Opera backstage tours are starting up in preparation for the opera.
Yay!
You can go up there at 9 o'clock in the morning, take a walk around. It's not too expensive to get in. 986-5900. When's the opera open? The end of June?
I think the first Friday of July. What's that, the second?
Yeah, are you doing the Desiree May stuff?
Pardon me?
Are you doing the Desiree May stuff?
Of course, yeah. Every Monday we are doing the opera series.
What are some of the operas this year?
Madame Butterfly.
Oh, I like that one. That one floats.
And the Magic Flute.
I like that too because it's magical and there's a flute in it.
Oh, wait, let me see when the opening night of the opera is the 2nd of July.
And what show is that?
A Madame Butterfly.
Oh, boy. Meanwhile, I already mentioned that. All right, Native Arts Authenticity Lecture. Southwestern Association for Indian Arts is presenting this at 6 o'clock Thursday.
Let me also say
Collected Works.
Tales of Hoffman, Life is a Dream, and Albert Herring.
Those are the other operas?
Yeah. Okay. And they're all good. Albert Herring is about funny. It's Benjamin Britten. Now it's listen to the series.
Oh, I have to.
I can't.
Tune in.
If I were to tell you the synopsis of all the plots right now, we'd never get anything done.
Okay.
All right. Saturday, June 12th. That's tomorrow from 10 to 1. Friends of the Wheelwright Museum annual fundraiser, and they're going to have champagne brunch and all sorts of good things. For more information, well, the RSVP is already, well, for more information, if you really want to go, the RSVP date is passed, but you might still be able to go, 982-9667.
All right, let's talk about a few things if you want to volunteer, help out, or audition. The Recycled Art Exhibit, hosted by the City of Santa Fe Community Gallery, is looking for works that use recycled materials.
Wonderful.
You got to mail your portfolio with 5 to 10 digital prints, along with an artist statement, a resume, or a bio, to the Community Gallery at P.O. Box 909 here in Santa Fe. P.O. Box 909, 87504-0909. Or here's the phone number. Call them up. 955-6707. The deadline is the end of June. You want to audition for the Santa Fe Opera? They're looking for kids grades 9 to 12 for their young voices. It's from 1 to 4 on Sunday, August 1st. So you got a little bit of time. You know what? Here's the phone number, 986. No. This is a fax number, 986-5999. My guess is you should call Kurt Pavitt at the opera for that number. The Santa Fe Fiesta Melodrama is going to happen, and I think they're
Yay!
Having auditions next weekend or the weekend after.
Are you going to audition?
I am not. But I know the director, Matt Sanford. He's a good guy. I know it'll be a fun play. 988-4262 if you want to audition for the melodrama. Get over there. You should audition.
I don't know how to act.
When's the last time you acted?
Fourth grade?
Really?
Fifth grade?
That long ago, huh?
It was quite a while. Taos Peace House and Info Shop and Food Not Bombs is having an event called Think Outside the Bomb, featuring the documentary Do It for Uncle Graham. Candy Jones and that's her documentary, will be there. It's this Saturday at 7 o'clock at the Kit Carson Electric Co-op Room in Taos, New Mexico. Donations are welcome, but it's a free event.
Nice. Imagine is an art show sponsored by the Imagine Forward organization. It's at Han Ross Gallery, 409 Canyon Road, tonight from 5:30 to 7. And it's worked by 15 children and young adults who I believe are battling and plan to defeat cancer. This should be a great show, 470-7932.
Well, how about the event tonight? Well, we talked to we talked about it in the first segment, but Mark Nykrug, composer, right, is having this wonderful event as the inauguration of the Cancer Center, the new both treatment and research facility at the University of New Mexico, and that's tonight at 6 o'clock at Pope Joy Hall.
Excellent.
That should
down
be
in
fabulous.
Albuquerque.
I'm going to go.
Tonight, music-wise, the Whispering Pines. Whisper, whisper, whisper. All right, the Cowgirl Barbecue, 9 o'clock, small cover. Savar, that Cuban group you and me like, are at the Dragon Room at the Pink Adobe,
you
6
and,
p.m.
That you and I like.
Yeah, we like them too. No cover. El Dorado Hotel and Spa has a group called Nobody's Monkey. How can you not like that? Soft rock. What do you think that is, like 99.5 FM? Soft rock.
Soft rock. All I know is that soft rock is an oxymoron.
What do you mean it's an oxymoron?
How can you have a soft rock? How can a rock be soft?
Well, it might be like one of those sponge bricks you used to throw at the TV in the 1970s when you were mad. Nobody's Monkeys at El Dorado, small cover charge. La Fiesta Lounge has the Pleasure Pilots at 8 o'clock, no cover. And Second Street Brewery has the Hot Club of Santa Fe playing swinging gypsy jazz at 6:30, no cover. Finally, one of my favorite groups, Vanilla Pop, 80s Lounge, 9 o'clock, Tin Star Saloon, small cover.
And Lucy Lepard and Ed Ranney are talking about their new book, Down Country, The Tano of the Galisteo Basin, 1250 to 1782. It's about the people, the native people who lived in this area at that time. And it's Sunday, June 13th at 3 o'clock. It's a whole panel discussion. And that's at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture.
Pretty good. Star Party. Now, don't get your hopes up thinking you're going to see Paris Hilton.
I'm not worried about that.
It's a picnic at 7, followed by stargazing at 9, led by Peter Lipscomb and the Capital City Astronomer Club. It's going to be in the Galisteo Basin Preserve. Oh, you talked about that, didn't you?
No.
No, you talked
about that. That's a different thing.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
lots of things happening in Galisteo
That's
Basin,
right. So
past and present.
This is happening on Saturday night, so I'm going to give you a phone number to check it out, 989-7019. It's through the Santa Fe Conversation Trust. You can also check out their website. I'll give you that phone number one more time for the Star Party. 989-7019.
Okay, let's talk about Collected Works Bookstore. John Davis Preliminary Report. He's doing an event. John Davis is a wonderful poet, writer.
Oh, that's tonight, right?
That's tonight at 7 o'clock at Collected Works Bookstore. Then tomorrow, Nino David, flamenco guitar at 1 o'clock. And then on Tuesday, the 15th of June, Women's History Along the Highways, a talk with Dr. Tom Chavez, Patricia French, and Karen Saylor, and that starts at 5 in the afternoon at Collected Works. Then on Wednesday, the 16th, Elise Lufkin, To the Rescue, Found Dogs with a Mission.
Oh.
And I think I'm going to try to... Elise, if you're listening, I'm going to call you because I want to get her on the air to talk about that.
That's pretty good.
And then on the 17th, Swaya presents Native Arts Authenticity Lecture Series. That's at 6 o'clock. All that just happening at Collected Works Bookstore.
That's pretty good.
What do you think of them apples?
Well, those apples are pretty good, and I've been eating a lot of apples lately.
And by the way, I had a couple of days ago, I had an email crash, and this happens very rarely, but my, not webmail, but my... Anyway, email program, a bunch of mail got corrupted, and I basically lost...
It does happen.
...a couple of months' worth of stuff. It's not that it's gone, but it's in a form that is almost impossible to read. Yeah, I mean, it's impossible to find. It's still there, but it's a big mess. So if anybody emailed me in the last, I would say, month, and wants to hear back and hasn't heard, just write again, and
okay.
I apologize.
That happens. And while we're at it, I know we preach to the choir here.
And, I had it backed up, too, but it was, anyway.
Press releases. Make sure they have all the info we need, very simply done, in the body of the email and not on an attachment that maybe we can't open. Time, price, date, address of the place it's happening, cost, admission, although we don't mention prices on KSFR unless it's by donation or pay what you wish. Just make sure all that stuff is right.
And don't put it in attachment if you can possibly help it. You did.
Yeah.
Hey, and tomorrow, Dan Flory's Visions of the Big Sky, painting and photographing the Northern Rocky Mountains. And we talked about that book. He's a really amazing author, and he's a historian of the West. This is at Garcia Street Books, tomorrow at 3 in the afternoon. and has written on all sorts of subjects, including archaeology and contemporary issues and politics and arts of the West. And so he's got that new book. And he's also got a reissue of a 20-year-old book called Caprock Canyonlands. And so he'll be talking about those at Garcia Street Books tomorrow at 3.
Excellent. Cirque du Soleil is down in Rio Rancho at the Santa Ana Star Center this weekend. If you're interested, check out SantaAnaStarCenter.com. And the Festival Flamenco Internacional de Albuquerque is this weekend at the Albuquerque Journal Theater in the National Hispanic Cultural Center at 4th Street. And same thing, check out NationalInstituteOfFlamenco.org. So some out-of-town things.
Excellent. And I hear the dulcet tones of Francisco Aguaveda.
Did we sell give those tickets away?
I'm sure we did. Didn't we, Brian? Anyway, we've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org. We can be heard all over the world. We're podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org thanks to the wonderful Dot Foil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes, which some people actually do. Some friends were telling me that they subscribe to the show on iTunes. And you can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, where we can friend each other. And I want to thank Brian Highhill for engineering today and the great staff of KSFR. And thanks to you, Robert Knott, for being here.
Robert Knott
is the education reporter for the Santa Fe New Mexican. He's also with the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican, which is a terrific publication.
Yeah.
And we will see you in a week.
Okay, adios.
Have a wonderful day. Hasta la vista. And stay tuned for Jazz a la Carta.